Good evening, and welcome to Calmody, an ASMR comedy podcast hosted by me, your host, Mary Martin. My fair fucking listeners, what's up? Calmody has been putting people to sleep left and right all over the world. And before these people are falling asleep, they're writing into me and telling me the good news, which is that they are finding rest. The first letter that arrived into the Calmody headquarters came from Janice. This is what Janice had to say about the recent phenomena of Calmody. Janice says, hi, I got the check in the mail. Is this all I have to do then? Just write in and say that Calmody helped me fall asleep? If so, then yes, Calmody did help me fall asleep. Dearest love and well wishes, Janice. And you heard it there, folks. You heard it straight from the horse's mouth. It helped Janice fall asleep. Sorry to call you a horse in that instance, Janice, but you know what I meant by that. I wasn't implying that you had a long face or hooves. No, I wasn't implying that at all, Janice. No, I'm just saying that from your mouth spewed truth that Calmody helps put the babies to beddy by. And if Janice's words weren't enough to convince you, here's word from Jude. Jude says, hi, is this the correct address? I don't know who I'm supposed to mail this letter to. The letter I received wasn't very detailed, but I appreciate the check that you sent me. Oh, I could send my kids to camp now. Speaking of which, Calmody helps me fall asleep every night. So much so that my wife has decided to leave the woman that she originally left me for and return back to me. So, yeah, that's great for me because I still loved her. So, thanks for that. All the best, I guess. Jude. And, Jude, that is great, great news about your wife. I'm so glad that she's returned to your open arms. And, you see, not only is Calmody helping people fall asleep, but it is healing love. How amazing. Good for me and what I do. I'll read one more letter, my fair listener, and then we'll start winding down to the ASMR portion of the podcast. All right, this letter is from Billy. And Billy says, okay, I've got to be honest. I listened to Calmody once, but that was only because that the guy that I was seeing at the time could only fall asleep with a podcast playing on in the background. Maybe you should be mailing checks to him instead of me, but hey, I'll take the money. Billy did not leave an exit salutation with this letter, so I'm assuming that Billy had to dip out of this letter early to return to making love to this Calmody listener that they are seeing. You see, not only is Calmody helping people fall asleep, it's helping people get laid, which is all I ever really wanted for my fair listeners, is to be well rested and well fucked. Thank you to all the listeners who wrote in their reviews for Calmody. I appreciate the uncoerced nature of your reviews, how it seemed as if you listeners completely voluntarily and by your own volition wrote in with no monetary incentive whatsoever. I appreciate it so much. And if you're listening to this right now and you want to write in a review or how Calmity has changed your sleep patterns, I'd really appreciate it. Go ahead, write in a review. And while you're at it, rate and subscribe and tell everyone you know about how this podcast is, you know, changing every aspect of your life for the positive. Okay. Tonight's episode will feature one of my newest jokes, a joke that I call Brain versus the Vagina. It's a very fun joke, very freshly written, based off a tweet that I once read. The joke itself takes about a minute and 45 seconds to deliver on stage. But in the ASMR portion of this podcast tonight, I stretch that joke into 25 minutes of material. What am I? An LA comic? That's an inside joke amongst the comedy community that LA stand-ups tell long-winded 10-minute-long jokes, whereas a New York stand-up comedian would take a 10-minute joke and turn it into a 10-second tag. But yeah, that's just a fun little dish there. Okay, so I'll be whispering this new joke, and in the background, I thought I would add the subtle and simple and soft sound of a ticking clock. Both to symbolize the timing of comedy in general and the tediousness of our current state of living these days. I'm sure a lot of you are waiting on COVID tests and waiting to get out of quarantine or just waiting for life to return to some semblance of normalcy. And the ticking clock backsplash for this episode symbolizes all of that in a nutshell. And with that, let's wind down, shall we? This is usually the part of the podcast where I help my listeners wind down before the whisper portion of the show. It's where I would fill my fair listeners with good vibes and words of validation and kindness to help ease their active brains into a passive, loving state so that they can easily better fall asleep. But I've got to be honest, shit is really hard right now for all of us, really. I will admit I am healthy. I have food and water and shelter, but the human condition has been very difficult to bear lately. And I don't think I have enough good vibes in me to earnestly set you at ease and gently bring you into sleep tonight. So instead of the typical wind down, I'm just going to say this before I tuck you in. You are not alone, no matter what you're going through. If you're struggling right now, if you're in pain, just know that I'm here with you, and we are in this together, okay? All right. Good night, my sweet, fair listener, and sleep sweet, and enjoy. Comedy. Comedy.
Ooh.